MDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. President Trump's back in Washington because of the Iran-Israel attacks, having left the G7 summit in Canada earlier than expected. And so did ABC's Mary Bruce traveling with him.
Trump telling reporters there on Air Force One that he decided to race back to the White House so that he could, quote, be a little more well-versed and not have to rely on phones as he navigates this crisis.
In Tel Aviv, ABC's Ian Pannell.
A mass exodus from the Iranian capital following warnings from President Trump and Israel. Huge lines of cars, bumper to bumper, on the road out of Tehran.
One of the worst Russian air attacks on Ukraine's capital happened overnight. Drones and missiles killing at least 14, say Ukrainian officials. Makers of many things to eat, including cream cheese, Jell-O, Kool-Aid, and Lunchables, the Kraft Heinz Company announcing it will not launch any new products in the U.S. with artificial colors effective immediately. The company says it's already removed the coloring from 90% of its products. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. There's extra security at the state capitol today as legislators continue to work on the budget. The Minnesota shootings have lawmakers and law enforcement rethinking procedures and protection. State Senator Kelda Royce talked to our Todd Albaugh.
I am aware of who's on the list, but law enforcement has really emphasized to us that they do not want those names to be public because of the risk of additional violence or copycats. And I think, you know, the point is really anyone who serves the public could potentially be at risk like this, and it's not acceptable. Nobody deserves to put their life at risk because of the job that they have.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he requested extra security for today's hearings at the Capitol. As for what's on the agenda, the Joint Finance Committee is working on the next part of the budget. This session will include funding for the Department of Corrections and the UW system. Now, you'll remember the UW system was one of the more contentious issues that Republicans and the governor couldn't agree on. They're scheduled to have a press conference at 12:45 this afternoon, and then a hearing is supposed to start at 1. And one of the Milwaukee schools whose students were displaced for months after testing revealed lead exposure is now in the clear.
La Follette School has been deemed safe for students to return. Senator Tammy Baldwin commented on the lead issue, saying the Trump administration's firing of CDC lead experts left MPS without necessary federal assistance. Some say the district's slow response didn't help matters. At a recent Kenosha Unified School Board meeting, the facilities director of the district, Pat Finnemore, said he won't talk to the media about MPS lead problems because it would be hard not to criticize them. Finnemore said he couldn't imagine another district ignoring environmental issues.
That's reporting from Stuart J. Waddles. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
A win for OKC. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Basketball, the Thunder beat the Pacers 120-109 to take a 3-2 lead in the NBA Finals. Indiana's Tyrese Halliburton re-injuring that right ankle and calf muscle in the first quarter ended up with only 4 points in 34 minutes of play. The Thunder's Jalen Williams with a career-high 40 points in the postseason asked, was that the game plan or are shots just dropping in for him?
Probably a little bit of both. I don't want to give too much into the game plan, but a lot of it is just me being aggressive, seeing what's open and taking those shots.
Game 6 is Thursday night in Indy. Baseball, the Brewers face the first-place Cubs tonight at Wrigley Field. Chicago with a 5.5-game lead in the NL Central. Ahead of the crew, pitcher Colin Ray on the kind of standard manager Craig Counsell has set in the Cubs clubhouse this year.
Yeah, I think he just has the expectations of us doing the little things right, coming in every single day, giving your best effort, holding each other accountable for those things when you step through those doors every single day.
That's Cubs pitcher Colin Ray with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com.
Partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible. Our high in the low to mid 80s today. More scattered thunderstorms tonight and again tomorrow. Could get some locally heavy rain too, with an inch or more possible with thunderstorms tomorrow into tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
The John and Gordy Show.
Mike McCabe joins us, by the way.
Yes, Mike, you know about the Savannah Bananas.
Yeah.
The announcer calls them the Nanners.
They have all kinds of antics.
They have bright yellow uniforms.
Yes, they do.
And they do performance dances at home base.
Or in the field.
The players are out there like cheerleaders.
Yeah. And even the umpires get involved.
Yeah, they do. Play.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
At 4, I'm joined by Senate candidate in Iowa, J.D. Schulten. He's running against Joni Ernst. I'm joined by Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson and State Senator Dora Drake talking biennial budget. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. A new choice. Madison's real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
This was obviously an embarrassment for Donald Trump. He wanted a Kim Jong-un style dictator parade for his birthday, and it was more Snoozalini than Mussolini. There were times where he could barely stay awake. And it's just so sad. I mean, they just cannot help but continue to lie to soothe this president's very fragile, you know, psyche and ego.
Jim Acosta.
Jim Acosta.
Hi. Welcome to the Stephanie Miller Show. I'm Jody Hamilton sitting in for Ms. Miller. We have Charlie Pierce and Justin Root coming up today.
We do.
Both of us went after Justin.
Oh, yes.
I emailed him at the wrong email address. That's what it was.
Oh, okay.
He must have emailed me back from something.
Got it.
And so that was the first. And so then he got back to me immediately once I did the right one. Because you know how that goes. So, I'm now seeing, quote, official numbers that the No Kings rally was over 13 million.
Yeah.
And I don't know how official that official number is, but yeah, it seems like it seems accurate.
Sure.
Considering, you know, the estimates that were in the bigger rallies. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Jim Acosta is correct on that. And Charlie Pierce has a great piece on that today regarding the parade that did not happen. With regard to what happened in Minnesota, Mike Lee needs to go bye-bye. For all of y'all that haven't figured this out yet, Mike Lee said posted some awful things on X, I mean Twitter. I dead name it because he dead names his daughter. It's kind of sick what he and others, I mean somebody literally called it a leftist false flag.
Mm-hmm.
Some MAGA podcaster wrote, I guess, or said on YouTube, Minnesota suspected assassin Vance. Now, is it Bettler or Bolter? I've heard it pronounced Belter, too. I don't know. It's B-O-E-L-T-E-R. Anybody know how to pronounce that name?
Yeah.
He was captured. Mm-hmm. But there's so many mysteries about this dark event in Minnesota, and there's a lot of disinformation out there. We're going to go through the facts on the program. What the hell's happening here? It's a massive false flag. Nothing made. Nothing seems to make sense. The man went after not only the two people, the four people that he shot, mm-hmm. and the dog. Don't get me started on that poor family having to euthanize that dog on top of everything else they're going through. He also went after two other people. And when cops showed up to the senator's house, they thought he was a police officer.
Yep.
Because of the SUV, the lights were going, and he had the proper uniform on. Acting U.S. Attorney Joseph Thompson revealed that the alleged murderer was donning hyper-realistic mask and wearing police gear.
He visited two other homes. He traveled to the home of...
I don't know if that mask was hyper-realistic. I saw the Ring, you know, video. Doorbell photo of it, and it wasn't hyper-realistic.
It's just realistic.
Yeah, I don't know about that. It was obviously a mask.
Well,
yeah,
but... he rang the doorbell of State Representative House at 2:24 a.m. and was dressed as a law enforcement officer, wearing a tactical vest, body armor, and a handgun and a flashlight, wearing the, quote, same hyper-realistic silicone mask. The state representative was not home, thankfully. They were on vacation, so she and her family were lucky. Then he traveled to the state senator, who lived in New Hope, parked in the street, and yada yada at 2:36. Once police in New Hope learned of the shooting at Hoffman's home, they were instructed to do a wellness check on the state senator who lived in the area. They saw his car and mistook it for a police car. When the officer arrived at the scene, she saw his black SUV parked down the little block, and he was just sitting in there. He just sat there and stared straight ahead. Mm-hmm. So she didn't think anything until the rest of the police came. So that's why, even though they saw him ahead of time, mm-hmm. they didn't stop him.
Right.
Like they unfortunately should have.
Yeah.
I think why she didn't like knock on the window and go, hey, what's going on? That's my question to that police officer. She sees him. He's staring straight ahead. Why aren't you engaging with this cop who you think is already there on mm-hmm. scene? I don't understand her thoughts on that.
Yeah, I don't either.
This is from the MAGA podcaster. Everything, there seems to be a massive constellation of disinformation, everyone pointing fingers at each other. So we're going to go through the cold, hard facts. I want to show you evidence on screen. We can only assume that we're not getting the full picture. These are the same agencies that brought you the Whitmer Fed napping, brought you January 6th, and brought you the Epstein cases that brought
what,
you...
What? This guy thinks the federal government was trying to kidnap Gretchen Whitmer?
Yep.
All right.
And Ghislaine... Maxwell, they're the same people. So we're not going to show you. So we're going to show you all the available evidence, and we're going to talk through it, like what's actually happening here. It's a very, very strange, very dark, and very evil. Something's wrong in Minnesota, ladies and gentlemen. Horror in the heartland. I guess his name, Kremlin-paid serial plagiarist Benny Johnson, who moments ago had Eric Trump on his show. Oh, it's Benny Johnson is the guy's name.
Yes.
Okay, he had Eric Trump on his show to boast about Donald's new phone thing.
Yep. Oh yeah, they were the Trump boys were doing commercials for it on every single MAGA show yesterday.
Oh good God!
There was so much audio I could have gotten, but I didn't.
I'm glad.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But all of these right wing conspiracy theories about the shooting in Minnesota have really permeated the MAGA sphere. I don't know if you heard Don Jr. on News Nation yesterday.
Well, he denied.
News Nation had to correct him in real time.
Yeah, they did.
Here it is.
Everyone talks about Minnesota, but they don't talk about the guy seems to be a leftist. It's a Minnesota politician, or, you know, guy who was appointed by the Democrat governor, you know, vice presidential candidate for the Democrat Party, Tim Walz.
Now, I'm not sure about that, by the way, from what I've seen. I think he voted for your dad and things like that, from what I've seen.
I'll believe that when I see him.
That's what his roommate said, Donnie.
Right, we have so much evidence to the contrary. But... none of that evidence is permeating into the MAGA sphere.
Well,
and so everybody in MAGA believes that this guy was a leftist.
Because MAGA doesn't get outside. You think we're in a bubble? I mean, they...
just saying, that's what we are up against.
Well, News Nation is part of that sphere, so at least they tried to push back. I think there are certain networks that don't want to be sued for $1 billion. So I think some of them are, you know, mm-hmm. their lawyers are like, please don't let this go kind of thing. But yeah, it is because they want to believe that. And it's like,
yeah,
first off,
it suits their narrative.
They all think that like every other news source is lying to them.
Right.
It's the psychology of it is insane.
It is.
But it is what it is.
It boggles my mind when the actual news is out there. His roommate said so. You're not believing his roommate.
And this is why I don't think that Gavin Newsom was quite the villain that everybody portrayed him to be. When he goes into these places and tries to inject some truth.
Going in is one thing. Inviting them in is another.
He invites them on his show to inject them with some truth.
Gavin Newsom is like our toxic ex that we can't keep away from, you know?
I think, you know, he might have gone about it the wrong way, but I think Newsom has a point. We need to inject some truth into the magosphere somehow. We need to venture into those spaces somehow and get the truth out there because they're not doing it.
No, I agree with the sentiment. Like when he would go on Fox News, that I agree with. Go on Fox News, go on Newsmax, go on OAN, go on all those. I don't have a problem with him going to them because he's very good at debunking them on their own turf. But when you invite Charlie Kirk on, when you invite Steve Bannon on, you're inviting them. That's why his ratings or his downloads have pummeled because MAGA's not watching him.
It also wasn't a very interesting show.
Well, there's that. But I mean, it was doing well.
He wasn't. He didn't do a good show.
But, I mean, regardless, according to reporting, his downloads or streaming or whatever has gone down by such a large percentage. Obviously, MAGA wasn't watching anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But he was talking to the tastemakers of MAGA. And
they're not going to report back what they said, what he said to them.
You know what? At least he tried.
Yeah, I did. No. I think going on Bannon's show is one thing. Having Bannon on yours is another.
You know, you can't complain about everybody being so divided and then encourage people to be divided.
No, but there are ways, there are certain people like a Steve Bannon and like a Charlie Kirk that are never going to tell the truth. And we all know that. We all know that. And even if he got them to admit to something on his show, do you think
every
they're
once in a while Charlie Kirk does tell the truth?
I know, I hate it when I agree with him.
Exactly. And so you just sat here and said that he never tells the truth.
On occasion. So a stop clock is right, you know, twice
exactly.
a day, too.
And so, you know, Newsom was trying to be that stop clock.
But my view is then go on Charlie Kirk's show. Go on Steve Bannon's show. Because then the people that watch them are going to watch you. Do you see the difference? He's going to reach MAGA that way, not his way.
Yeah, but you're insisting that MAGA open up to the left without insisting that the left open up to MAGA.
No, I'm saying that certain people in MAGA are never going to change their minds. Steve Bannon and Charlie Kirk are two of them. They're just not. They haven't yet. They continue to blow smoke up Donald's big fat orange behind. I mean, they don't. The only thing right now that's breaking MAGA apart is Iran.
Well, then we're going to be forever divided.
Well, 30% of this country will be divided from 70% of this country always. It has been since the dawn of time.
Well, you can't complain about the country being completely divided and then not do something about it.
It's not completely divided. There's about 25-30% of the voting public. I got to be very specific on that. Voting public that is divided from the other 70% of the voting public. There are some people that are Republicans and are conservatives that will come and see the truth. For instance, Joe Walsh, who was a Tea Partier. He saw the light. Your Steve Bannons and others so far, if history is representative, do not see the light and don't want to. They just want power. And the money that comes with it when you sell Trump Mobile.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they want. They couldn't care less about you or me. If they did, they would have sold MAGA masks during the COVID. That would have been so smart. I mean, think about it. They should have just made MAGA masks and everybody would, all the people over there would have worn the masks. They would have. That's all Donald had to do. He would have made a fortune doing it, and people would have actually helped stop the spread. MAGA vaccine, let's go with that. I mean, there are things that those people would only do if Donald tells them, or Steve Bannon, or Charlie Kirk, et cetera, et cetera. Gavin Newsom ain't going to change their minds right now. Until, if that big, beautiful, awful bill passes, they might learn something, a thing or two. But right now, they're not learning because they choose not to, because they're in that MAGA bubble, like you said. You know,
well, Newsom's trying to break that bubble, so you know.
He should do it with Joe Walsh and others.
Joe Walsh, okay, I'm going to say this now. Joe Walsh is an opportunist.
I agree.
He is a total opportunist, and I have little patience for that guy.
Okay. All right. cool beans. All right, it's 19 minutes after, and we've already started the fight between me and Chris today. Woo! All right, 19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the Stephanie Miller Show is brought to you by Home Title Lock. Seriously, people, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your home and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans, using your equity, or even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked your home title? If the answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. That's why we've partnered with Home Title Lock so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HometitleLock.com/Stephanie and you'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts, alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Go to HometitleLock.com/Stephanie. That's HometitleLock.com/Stephanie.
Remain calm. All is well. All is well.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, it's summer, campfires, late night conversations, people swapping stories, but lately one group is trying to control the whole story, claiming the U.S. was founded as a Christian nation, pushing their religion into classrooms, courtrooms, even your doctor's office. In Arizona, voters just protected abortion rights in the state constitution, but politicians are trying to undermine it anyway. Texas is pushing bills to force the Ten Commandments into every public school classroom seriously. And in Congress, a bill just passed to strip Medicaid coverage for gender-affirming care for all ages. This isn't just about personal beliefs. It's about power, and it's all happening under the banner of Christian nationalism. That's where Freedom From Religion Foundation comes in. They've been defending church-state separation since 1978 in the courts, in schools, and wherever religion tries to take the wheel. If you believe government should serve everyone, not just the religious right, join them, ffrf.us/freedom, or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511. ffrf.us/freedom, or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply. If you're still tossing and turning all night and feeling edgy during the day, let me tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because it works. In fact, over 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets. My Bonnie and Clyde love it for grooming day. It's all made with the highest quality, clean ingredients, no fillers, just premium CBD. I use their relief stick on my lower back after bike rides every week. With over 2 million satisfied customers and 100% money back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. If you're struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns and haven't found relief, make the change like millions have to CBD from CB Distillery. For a limited time, you can save 25% off your entire purchase. CBDistillery.com. Type in Stephanie. CBDistillery.com. Promo code Stephanie. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations.
This is Chad Spade for Chad's Design Build. We're proud to employ some of the best carpenters and remodeling professionals in our industry. Are you honest and hardworking? Do you love to improve people's lives by improving their homes? Chad's Design Build offers excellent compensation and benefits focused on outstanding customer service, professional design, construction management, and craftsmanship, all in a nurturing, positive workplace. Whether you're thinking about remodeling your home or considering joining our team, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. For the last few months, Governor Tony Evers has said repeatedly that he would make a decision about whether or not to run for a third term after the state budget process is completed. In a recent opinion column at the Recombobulation Area, I made the argument that the decision that Evers should make should be to not seek a third term as Wisconsin's governor. This argument is not one of ideological differences or policy disagreements. Tony Evers has been a good governor and has served the state well. This more has to do with Evers' age He'll be 75 years old in November 2026, and about how the Democratic Party has had a massive, inescapable problem in its unwillingness to pass the torch to the next generation. Tony Evers needs to do what so many other Democrats have struggled so mightily to do and step aside when the time is right. And after Joe Biden's catastrophic 2024, this is a conversation we need to be having, and we need to be having it now. Democrats can't keep repeating the same mistakes over and over. It's time to do things differently.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
The Dane County Humane Society offers programs for humans of all ages.
Bow wow.
For kids, there's Camp Paw Print, Scout Workshops, After Dark, and the new Camp Wildside. They also offer field trips, birthday parties, wow, service days, and their new Paws and Pages reading program. Learn more at giveshelter.org/education.
Stephanie Miller. Avenue. And then we'll take it higher. Oh, we're gonna rock down to Stephanie Miller. Avenue. And then we'll take
it higher. It is 25 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. Jacqueline in Michigan agrees with Chris, so you go to the front of the line. Hi, Jacqueline.
Hello. I'm the same age as Stephanie, mm-hmm, that, you know, so I'm in my 30s.
Right.
So, mother of four, married to a small business owner, but and he is not a Trumper. He works in the field, is a union member. Mm-hmm. Most of him, his employees, which are only like maybe five people, are union members, and they support Trump.
Sure.
Don't
which
get it.
Shocks the heck out of them.
Yeah.
But I think it's wrong to kind of give Newsom such a, I feel like Chris is right. We're such sticklers that it's like, oh, no, you yeah spoke or looked at a MAGA person, you know, and that's, you know, you're
we're making perfection the enemy of progress.
Yeah, it's just kind of crazy. And, I mean, I voted for Bernie. I've been a Bernie fan when he was doing on the Tom Hartman show. My
yeah
kids, who are all in their 20s, you know, were forced to listen to that in the car when I was driving them all over the place. But and I would say they're all kind of independent, mm-hmm, to a certain extent. I mean, none of them are going to vote for Trump. But I think when you actually invite them into, when Newsom invited them in, we're getting to hear them being questioned by someone who's not feeding them certain things,
exactly,
and egging them on. So you get
that
to hear it live and not just watching clips.
Right.
And I feel like we're putting ourselves into the same, kind of like you were saying before, it's like, we're all in bubbles.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can't watch Fox, you know, for any length of time. But I told my kids back with the Tea Party, I said, this party's going to destroy itself, and the Democrats aren't going to be too far behind. We're going to, because we're just getting, this country's just getting too isolated. I don't know, within their own little things, you know, it's easier to watch a movie at home than to go in and have to listen to other people talk through a show, you know, a movie. I we're just not very community oriented. I'm very optimistic, though, with the protests,
mm-hmm,
and how the parade went.
Sure.
I do think people are scared. It really bugs me. My dad's passed away. He was a Marine in World War II. I hate to say it, both my parents died in 2021. In the house, not COVID. But it depresses me that my generation and are kind of letting down those old guys who went and fought for, you know, even though my dad was kind of anti-war,
because mm-hmm
he knows it's all really benefiting, you know,
right,
money, people, and
right
stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
He went into it for the right reasons. You know, he went into it for the you know, the principles and our freedoms and all that stuff and spreading it around. It's just, I'm just glad he's dead. Because he about puked, you know, when Trump won in 2016.
Right.
And I never thought he'd vote, but he actually voted for Obama. because as much as I love my dad, he was a bit of a bigot.
Okay.
But he was kind of a weird bigot because he could see where black people get it. You know, he goes, it's crazy that a guy stealing hubcaps in Florida can get 20 years, but, you know, the white guy doing white collar crime is like getting a pass. So he wasn't a total, people are more nuanced than we give them credit.
Yep.
Good point.
And, so I just kind of feel like we got to quit being such hard asses.
Okay.
And kind of listen.
Sure.
More.
Okay. You got it.
All right.
No, she's. I agree. I agree that being questioned differently than going on Fox News by somebody is a great idea. But from what you told me, he's not even very good at that. So
it's just not a well-produced program.
Well,
producer brain.
Exactly.
29 minutes after the hour, we'll be right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. We're learning which Wisconsin lawmakers were on the Minnesota shooter's so-called hit list. Lisa Hale reports.
U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin's office confirmed her name was on the manifesto of the Minnesota assassin. A spokesperson in Baldwin's office told Civic Media's Dan Schaefer that Baldwin was informed by law enforcement that she was included on the alleged shooter's list of names, and that she, quote, remains focused on the things that matter most here, honoring the legacy and life of Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark, praying for the other victims who are fighting for their lives, and condemning this abhorrent, senseless political violence, end quote. 11 Wisconsin-based lawmakers are reported to have appeared on Vance Bolter's hit list.
Bolter allegedly posed as a police officer to get into lawmakers' homes. Now, Madison police want you to know what to look for to make sure someone is telling the truth when they say they're law enforcement. Department officials say officers will either have a full uniform that says Madison Police on it or an MPD patch or logo. They should have their police-issued firearm and MPD badge on them. And if they're not in uniform, they should have their badge and police ID. Meanwhile, Dane County authorities say scammers are targeting zoning applicants. Officials say some of the folks who were listed on an agenda from the June 10th Zoning and Land Regulation Committee got messages from someone claiming to be with the Dane County Planning Commission. Those emails had fake invoices asking for payment from the recipients. They came from an email address that, if you're not familiar, looked like it could have been official. It was planning.danecounty@usa.com. But it's not a real email address. Dane County officials say they reached out to everybody on that June 10th agenda to warn them, and everybody on the next agenda, too. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible. Our high in the low to mid 80s today. More scattered thunderstorms tonight and again tomorrow. Could get some locally heavy rain too, with an inch or more possible with thunderstorms tomorrow into tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 71.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Ken, as I like to call him, my least favorite Martin,
chairman of the Democratic National Committee.
The other night I said to myself for the first time, I don't know if I want to do this anymore.
Matt Flynn.
You go into combat and the general goes, I'm afraid. He reminds me of the coach of the Jets back in the 90s. The other team would come on the field and say, boy, they look big. No, I swear to God. And the Jets lost 12 games. I mean, right? You can't have this kind of stuff. Get this guy out of here. Put in Ben Wickler.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Madison film critic Rob Thomas joins me for some movie talk. And then Milwaukee Journal Sentinel music writer Piet Levy joins me to talk Summerfest. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
.gov.
This childish behavior from a sitting president who can't stay in the room long enough to actually make the case, whatever that case is, but rather is peeved because he's not the center of attention, or that he is corrected by his peers because of his brutish behavior in other scenarios.
Oh, Michael Steele.
Yep.
The scorpion that will sting you eventually. but he's absolutely right. I mean, you were saying when I got here this morning that Donald said it was about going back to the sit room and discussing what's going on in Iran and Israel, and now he's denying it?
No, Macron.
Macron told
the press that he went back because of the unfolding situation between Iran and Israel. But early this morning, Trump put out a Truth Social saying, no, Macron is lying. That's not why I'm here. It's going to be something bigger.
What the heck?
I don't know.
What, we're causing World War III? Is that the announcement?
I have no idea.
Because he also said he posted.
I think it's because he came back early because he was being made fun of to his face by the other world leaders.
Well, I mean, when he said that it was. Wait, I got to find this one. Here it is. Da-da-da-da-da. Yeah. He said it was a big mistake for Russia to have been kicked out of the G8. Mm-hmm. Now, he was kicked out because of invading Crimea at the time.
Right.
And he blamed Prime Minister Trudeau, who was not the Prime Minister of Canada at the time, mm-hmm. which is part of the reason he's being made fun of.
Right.
And then he dropped all that paperwork.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
I saw that.
Oy vey. He said, I don't do a Donald, so don't ask me. He said the G7 used to be the G8. Barack Obama and a person named Trudeau. A person named Trudeau?
Justin Trudeau.
Yeah.
The former Prime Minister of Canada.
Yeah. Didn't want to have Russia in, and I would say that it was a mistake because I think you would have war right now if you had Russia in, and you wouldn't have war right now if Trump were president 4 years ago. There's still war right now. I thought he was going to fix it. When is 20?
War is worse.
Yeah.
Quite honestly.
Yes.
Right now.
Than yes.
It was back
it's
then.
Way worse than it was back then. He continued. He said, by the way, Stephen Harper was the Prime Minister of Canada.
Oh, the conservative. Conservative. Yeah. Stephen Harper.
Yes. Yeah. He was the Prime Minister at the time.
Yep.
Donald continued, it didn't work out that way. It used to be the G8. Now it's, I think it's, what, 9 years ago, 8 years ago, they switched over, they threw Russia out, which I claimed was a very big mistake, even though I wasn't in politics then. I was very loud about it, that it was a mistake, and in that you spend so much time talking about Russia, and he's no longer at the table, so it makes life more complicated, but you wouldn't have the war. But other than that, I think we're going to accomplish a lot.
I think I just had a stroke trying to put that together.
Right, trying to diagram that sentence. Yeah.
I miss Sarah Palin's word salads at this point. At least she sort of made sense.
Yeah.
Some people, poli sci, I assume that's how the person does this. Putin must laugh so hard that he doesn't have to lift a finger to get his dumb little bitch to do his bidding. Bill Madden posted. Good effing God, G-A-W-D, by the way. Trump just blatantly lied about other G7 leaders kicking Russia out of the organization. Russia was kicked out of the G8 rather than after they invaded Crimea in 2014. Every G7 leader is thinking the same thing. Trump is an absolute effing moron. Stephanie Hayden posted Trudeau was not the Canadian PM, excuse me. It was Stephen Harper. Russia was kicked out of the G8 for starting this war. Facts matter. Akash Manayam, I can't quite pronounce your. I apologize, Akash. It was 11 years ago, Sir Lie-a-Lot, and it was the whole year before Trudeau came into office that the G8 became the 7. She's from Canada, this woman named Kathy. Christopher Miller wrote, Russia kicked out of the G8 on March 2014 because it launched its war in Ukraine and invaded, now in Crimea initially. Mm-hmm. So yeah, he's getting raked over the coals for that.
Yep.
Rightfully so. Yeah. It's whack. He's just an embarrassment. He really, really, really is. And he did say with regard to Iran and Iraq, to get everybody out of Iran. He said, he posted on Truth Central. Mm-hmm. Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. He said Iran should have signed the deal. He told them to sign to prevent what he said was a shame and a waste of human life. He ended the post with everyone should immediately evacuate Tehran. There are 10 million people in Tehran.
Yeah.
It's
a huge city.
Mm-hmm. It's a gigantic city. And where are they supposed to go? All these civilians?
They were showing backups on the highways going out of Tehran, miles and miles long, just stop and go traffic.
Oh, yeah.
People just trying to get out of the city.
And these are the civilians. Mm-hmm. These are not, hopefully, not targeted.
These are people just living their everyday lives like we are.
Yeah, trying at
least. You know, if Mexico said, hey, we're going to be bombing Los Angeles in a couple of days, can you imagine the pandemonium here in Los Angeles of us trying to get out of the city?
Oh, San Diego, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, it's the same with people in Tehran. They're just going about living their lives, and they don't want to be killed.
No, of course not. Of course not. And Trump said he will not sign a statement calling for Middle East calm. He's withholding his signature from a joint G7 statement urging de-escalation in the conflict between Israel and Iran. Kevin Liptak reported that a draft statement affirms Israel's right to self-defense, of mm-hmm. course, and opposes Iran obtaining nuclear weapons, of course, because we don't need more. We need less. It also calls for cooler hands to prevail. But he doesn't intend to sign it. Under the strong White House source told CNN, under the strong leadership of that guy, the United States is back to leading the effort to restore peace around the world. He will continue to work towards ensuring Iran cannot obtain a nuclear weapon. He's not ensuring that. He blew up the deal that we had with Iran. He blew it up. He vetoed a proposed Israel operation to assassinate the supreme leader, but Israel officials have denied that report is accurate. Shocker. I am dumbfounded and shocked, I tells you, that Donald told a lie. That never happens. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Now, the whole thing of him leaving early, like Mr. Steele was talking about, he's kind of reiterating everything about in his own posts about Israel and Iran, but now he's saying it's something bigger?
Yeah. Don't know what that is, but
that doesn't sound good.
Yeah.
It just doesn't sound good. I don't like that. Oh, look. Oh, Karen agrees with me. Hi, Karen from Chicago. How are you?
Hi, good morning. So I just want to say, and I have kind of a pit in my stomach right now. Okay. So, Chris, I agree with you on the Joe Walsh thing. Let me just start there.
Okay.
Okay. I want to know, though, what is the definition of woke?
I have no idea. I really don't use the word, so I have no idea.
Empathy, tolerance, those kinds of things, I guess, is what that's my definition. I don't know what theirs is, but that's mine.
Yeah. So what I find interesting is that I don't care. It's like, you know, the MAGA people, Republican, you know, the decent Republican voters, right? The people that do not engage or pay attention to much politics, this word gets bantied around like DEI and CRT, and nobody really knows what it is. I'm a realtor, and when I look at fair housing practices, that's woke. When I look at, you know, people's civil liberties, you know, women's right to access safe and legal reproductive health care, transgender people to exist, gay people to be able to love and marry whom they want and reap the same benefits that heterosexual couples have. When I think of woke, I think of diversity, equity, and inclusion, where white men, cisgendered white men claiming to be Christian, are not the only people that get to have opportunities and places at the table. It's where people have equal access to franchisement in our voting system, and all of that. So when Gavin Newsom invites people on his show, and that's the common ground that you find, it's based off of scapegoating people and vilifying people. That's where I have a problem. There was a podcast or where I can't remember who it was, if it was Pete Buttigieg, where he went on and it was a panel of all these like kind of dude bro guys, right? And he educated them on tariffs. And it, they were like, whoa, okay. I can't remember what it was, but it was really profound. And so I'm fine with having conversations with people that are reachable.
Yeah.
That are not believing that we're eating babies and murdering babies at 9 months and things like that. People that are not in a cult, in a blood cult, that are not showing up at Democratic legislatures' homes and murdering them in cold blood. Those people, I'm sorry, they're not reachable, but the people that we can educate, if it's about education without annihilating them, I'm all for that.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, if I'll sit down with somebody and have a conversation about, you know, what I went through with my situation with my transgender son, you know, and, you know, having these people at the table to have the, be a part of the conversation and a part of the dialogue. But we're dealing, you know, but that's only if you can have certain agreements, right? And then we can start having that. And, you know, it's just, I just don't know what common ground, like if we were back in the, in Nazi Germany, what common ground do you find? What kind of conversations do you have? And again, when the consensus is, lands you in a place where you are agreeing on scapegoating certain demographics, then I can't. I just can't. I don't think that's, I don't think that's productive. I don't think that that's positive or helpful in any way, shape, or form.
Okay.
That's my two cents.
There you go.
With love. With love, Chris. I'm not, you know, with much love, okay?
All right.
But that's just kind of my take on all of it.
Understandable. I got it.
I appreciate you. I love you guys.
Have
a good day.
All right. You too, Karen. Bye. No, I understand what she's saying there. I mean, some people are immovable.
Yeah.
I mean, I was listening to something yesterday, and they were talking again about how Bernie would have won the 2016 election. And it's like,
why are we wasting time discussing what could have happened, what should have happened?
Idiotic.
Like,
absolutely idiotic, and it's masturbatory.
It is.
It really is.
Yeah.
It's dumb. It's just dumb. This is almost 10 years ago, people.
Yeah.
First off, we don't know that. So... if he had won the primary, then we could have had a conversation about it.
Just to put it in perspective, I was 14
right
in 2016 when that vote happened.
This is why
everything is all connected, and this is why new voters are also under the impression that, you know, our party does not care about us, because like, why is this even a topic of discussion when we couldn't even be in the discussion at that point?
I agree.
Right. Exactly.
I agree completely.
I was still playing with Barbies.
I know. No, I agree completely. Let's get off the 2016 already, please.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. It's done. And that primary was not rigged. It just wasn't. People voted. Had it been, had Bernie gotten more delegates than Hillary Clinton and the superdelegates overrided it, I would be 100% agreeing. I would. But the superdelegates have yet to override the regular delegates' vote. They have yet to, since what, the 70s it came in? Like in 70s, I think the superdelegates were invented.
Something like that.
It was after the 72
but
election.
That's a complete party invention.
It's a party
invention.
Thing. Exactly.
Yeah. It's not a law. It's not a...
No, they can get rid of it any day now. But the fact that they have the superdelegates that can override, they have yet to do it. So I just let it lie, people. It's done. It's over.
Yeah.
Let it go. We have bigger fish to fry. We have the congressional midterm elections coming up next year, which we all got to get out and vote and make sure that Donald doesn't have at least the House. Let's go for the Senate. We could do it. There's a possibility. So let's move towards that, okay? Because that will stop what's going on. So that what you talked about off air, people won't be upset about anymore.
Yeah.
It is 48 minutes after the hour. This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show is brought to you by Cozy Earth.
Yeah.
If you've ever tried to sleep through a summer heat wave, you know the struggle. Flipping the pillow, tossing the covers, sweating through the night. That used to be Stephanie. Until she discovered Cozy Earth sheets.
Uh-huh.
These aren't your average sheets. They're made from viscose from bamboo. Cozy Earth bedding is naturally temperature regulating and moisture wicking. It's designed to keep you cool, dry, and comfortable all night long. Since making the switch, she's been sleeping several degrees cooler and waking up feeling genuinely refreshed. But Cozy Earth isn't just for bedtime. That's the great thing about it.
Yeah.
Their apparel line, like the All Day Tee and Studio Pant collection, is ridiculously soft, breathable, and perfect for lounging, traveling, or just living in comfort. Once you try it, you'll want to wear it everywhere. And here's the best part. There is no risk. Cozy Earth offers 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. Try them during the hottest stretch of the year. If you're not completely in love, send them back. Luxury should not be out of reach. Go to CozyEarth.com and use the code Stephanie for up to 40% off the best-selling temperature-regulating sheets, apparel, and more. Trust us. You'll feel the difference the very first night. That's CozyEarth.com, code Stephanie.
There's something wrong with us. Something very, very wrong with us.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you over 50 and constantly feeling tired, bloated, or just a little off? Don't ignore it. Those could be signs that your liver is crying for help. As we age, our liver, which is essential for metabolism, digestion, immunity, and detoxification, needs extra support and protection. If neglected, it can leave you feeling sluggish and constantly off your game. That's where Active Liver from New Nordic comes in. Available in easy-to-take tablets or delicious gummies, Active Liver combines powerful natural ingredients like turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract to help support healthy liver function. With Active Liver, you're giving your body an essential daily defense against toxins from alcohol, fatty foods, and sweets, helping you reclaim your energy, improve digestion, lose the bloat, and strengthen your immunity so you can look and feel your best again. Protect your liver and give it the support that it deserves by making Active Liver from New Nordic part of your daily wellness routine. Find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS, Meijer Grocery, or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
Hi, I'm Ron Reagan, an unabashed atheist.
Today, the fastest growing religious group in the country is the non-religious, especially among the young. That progress is heartening, but the religious pushback is fierce and the forces of Christian nationalism are well organized. Our progress won't continue unless we work together so that reason and our secular constitution will prevail. That's why I'm asking you to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, the nation's largest and most effective association of atheists and agnostics working to keep state and church separate, just like our founders intended. Please join the Freedom From Religion Foundation today. Ron Reagan, lifelong atheist, not afraid of burning in hell.
Join us. Go to ffrf.us/freedom or text Miller to 511-511 and become a member today. Text Miller to 511-511. Because the only thing worse than a sermon is when it comes with legislation. Text fees may apply.
Hey, Gordy. How you doing?
Oh, Arthur. Great. Great to see you. What are you doing in the studio?
Well, I need to talk to you about doing a commercial.
Okay. Well, you know, to get a commercial on the air here, you just go down to the sales department. It's right next to the bathroom.
I don't think you understand.
Oh, I understand plenty. You salespeople drink a lot of coffee. That's why the bathroom's right there.
Right. But I need to have you make a commercial about commercials.
Wait. A commercial about a commercial? I don't follow.
I want to tell potential business owners out there how to contact me to get a commercial on WMDX.
Okay, I get it. Okay, let's come up with something. Let's see, business folks can contact you directly, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yep. What's the email, huh?
Okay, so it's sales@WMDXradio.com.
Oh, wait, run that by me again.
sales@WMDXradio.com. So we could put all that together and get into a commercial, get on the air soon?
Arthur, my friend, I think we just did.
Advertise on WMDX Radio. Email Arthur, sales@WMDXradio.com.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
It is 54 minutes after the hour. This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show is brought to you by Credo Mobile, my
Credo!
Phone.
Your phone.
My phone. This year, we've seen how a lot of companies are quick to abandon anything progressive like Pride. Credo Mobile is not taking down the Pride flag because winds have shifted. Credo is a progressive phone company that has donated over $95 million to nonprofits working for a better world. When you switch to Credo Mobile, you get reliable nationwide coverage and and competitive plans. I can speak. But more importantly, every month, Credo Mobile donates to progressive nonprofits like Rainforest Action Network, the ACLU, and the Transgender Law Center. Our members vote on who gets the money. Switching to Credo Mobile is a smart and easy way to make a difference. Just go to credomobile.com for more info. And just for Stephanie Miller listeners, you can get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25. Learn more at credomobile.com. Once again, that's credomobile.com and use the code STEPH25 for 25% off your service for 2 years. That's credomobile.com. All right, somebody's going to split the difference with us. Steve from Chicago. Hi, how you doing?
Hey, Steve.
I'm good. Yeah, like I said, this kind of dovetails with what Karen said.
Mm-hmm.
I love when Gavin Newsom goes on Fox and fights the good fight, mm-hmm. and he does it so eloquently, and he looks so damn good.
He does.
And I'm actually fine with him bringing the right wing onto his show, because again, that gives us clips to show this is how we can take apart their false arguments. Mm-hmm. But I agree with Karen; it absolutely pissed me off when he threw, you know, the transgender community yeah. under the bus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But a long time ago, one of my most valued mentors taught me, with people, you have to look at the big picture. We're all going to screw up. We're all going to make major mistakes. Right. And you've got to go, okay, this person made this mistake. Let's correct them. Let's bring them back. Let's teach them what's right.
Mm-hmm.
But don't dump them entirely. That's how we lost Al Franken.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
No, I agree. And I don't think we're dumping. I mean, what he's been doing lately has been fantastic.
Yes.
He'd be better in the Senate, though. And we dumped him.
Good point. Well, Al Franken, absolutely.
Yes.
Yes. No, he should never have resigned. And I said that at the time.
Right. But a lot on the left said he should resign. And,
absolutely.
You know, we shot ourselves in the foot with that.
Well, nobody's calling for Gavin Newsom to resign.
No.
They just got upset. I think the reason that people got so upset with him with regards to the trans issue was mm-hmm. because he was such an ally.
Yes.
And like a big, big, huge ally. So I get why those of us that support that community were very upset with him, because he was an ally and this seemed like he wasn't living up to his ideals. And that's what I think everybody got upset about, and rightfully so, because he seemed to be that guy for the longest time. I think he might, like a lot of friends of mine that are super libs, they don't understand transgender girls more than boys because they don't tend to have a problem with transgender men,
mm-hmm.
which still boggles my mind. Mm-hmm. Like, either have a problem or don't have a problem. Don't pick and choose. But they don't understand what goes into becoming a mm-hmm. becoming trans woman, hormonally and all of that stuff. That Dana Goldberg is a very good teacher at that. And so I think that's what Gavin Newsom might need to learn, as well as others might need to learn about what these women and girls are going
yeah.
through, so that they understand that there is no physical advantage per se over other girls their age. There just really isn't. So, but that's just a learning curve that people need to get on. And hopefully Gavin Newsom will get that information, and I hope he changes his mind on that.
Well, I want to point out also mm-hmm. that Newsom never called for an outright ban on...
No, he never did.
Right. He said that those decisions should be made at the local level. Which...
Well, there are laws in California that cover that. So.
Sure, yes. But
didn't he also say that they should have their own league or something like that?
I don't know about that.
I think he did say something along those lines that rightfully so got people upset. Oh, look, it's 58 minutes already. After the hour, we've got Charlie Pierce and Justin Root coming up on the Stephanie Miller Show. We'll be right back.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll be talking with James Small about rural EMS outreach across the state of Wisconsin and also fusion voting. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
It's a party on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, and you're invited every Tuesday at 5:30. It's just Merle and a girl, and Thursdays on the patio feature singer-songwriter Shelly Faith.
Well, hey, bartender, won't you pour me another...
Music starts at 5:30. It's live music on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge every Tuesday and Thursday. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyOafLounge.com.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severinsen. Less spending. Retail sales fell sharply last month after a spike in March, says the Commerce Department. Analysts say consumers are trying to get ahead of President Trump's tariffs. The decline was driven by a drop in car sales. President Trump's back in Washington because of the Iran-Israel attacks, suddenly leaving the G7 summit in Canada. The president says he's aiming for a permanent end to the fighting. ABC's Ian Pannell in Tel Aviv.
Missiles between Israel and Iran exchanged, more air raid sirens, more attacks overnight here and again this morning. President Trump appearing to row back his remarks, saying he isn't warning people inside Iran. He wants them to be safe, but anything's possible.
The number of deaths from weekend flooding in West Virginia has gone up to at least 7, says the governor. A federal judge orders the Trump administration to restore hundreds of research grants cut by the National Institutes of Health. The judge calls the cancellations arbitrary and illegal. This is ABC News.